You're listening to Call K on BBC Radio Scotland with me, John Beattie. David's called 0500 92 95 00. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You're in Dundee. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I'm in Dundee and I'm on my way to Glasgow.
Yes, and interestingly, you have a background that suggests that many people would think you might not be on the way to Glasgow.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Glasgow, by the way, not to meet the Pope. I'm actually speaking at a university Christian union, but I suspect his audience may be somewhat larger.
All right.
I'm a Free Church of Scotland minister.
And what do you think of his visit?
Well, I would disagree with the Pope about many things. I would disagree that about it being a state visit. I would disagree on condoms and so on. But I would like to welcome him to Scotland. I think I disagree more with the kind of fundamentalist protesters like Richard Dawkins and Polly Toynbee, for example, writing in The Guardian. I just think they're so intolerant. I think they have a vicious campaign of hatred. I think the Pope himself is an intelligent, thoughtful man. I think he's right about secularism. I run a centre here called Sola Centre for Public Christianity, and what he, or certainly his cardinal in Germany, has identified about Britain, I would recognise as being largely true. I think that most of all, the Pope's right about Christ. I mean, Owen Dudley Edwards, earlier this morning, commented about the Free Church and the Pope's book on Jesus, and I think it's one of the best books about Jesus that I've ever read. So, I mean, I would like to welcome him as a religious leader. I'd like to welcome him as a fellow Christian. Personally, I'd love to meet him and hear him. I feel perfectly free to disagree with many things that he stands for or says, but overall, I think it's a good thing that he's here.
Isn't that amazing, John? As a Free Church of Scotland minister, who, you know, this could not have happened 30 or 40 years ago. The Free Church would have come down on him like a ton of bricks. I mean, thank you for what you've said, because, you know, that's a voice of reason, and I quite agree entirely with what you say about the likes of Dawkins and Toynbee, Polly Toynbee, the atheist Taliban, I call them. They would immediately ban religion, crack down on it. You know, there's Dawkins, who's become a multimillionaire on the back of his atheism. And of course, they always paint themselves as nice, liberal, lefty type, but in fact, they're nothing of the sort.
No, they're not liberal at all. I mean, forgive me interrupting, but I don't think they're liberal at all. I think that they want to ban Christianity from public life, and they're horrified. I think they're having a particular go at the Pope, not because of the condoms issue and so on. I think they're really having a go because the Catholic Church, for me as a Protestant, I have to say this shamefacedly, are the ones who stood up the most to the kind of militant secularism. And I think that, you know, they're just furious at him because of that. And the intolerance really shocks me, because I feel perfectly entitled to disagree with the Pope about many things. And there are still plenty of people in the Free Church who might even be horrified at what I'm saying. But I have to look at each thing, you know, as we go along, and I mean, I think I've read much of the Pope's stuff. It's very, very often misrepresented in the press by people who've never read it, who go for cheap headlines. I think he's a thoughtful, intelligent man, and I think people should show him respect and should listen to what he says, feel entitled to disagree, but not just have this emotional, political, dogmatic reaction.
David, thank you very much indeed, David.